All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, thank you for agreeing to meet me here. I don't have time to explain, but we're gonna go out on stage here in just a moment.
Stage? What's that crowd?
Well, yeah, I mean that I took you on a popular daytime talk show,
Gary,
because I think it's time we figure out who's the father of this baby inside my dick. Because I'm pregnant, and you ain't no man, and you ain't no father. So recognize,
Gary. I don't understand. We both fucked that pinball table.
Yeah, and how somehow it put or you put? I think it's you. We're gonna wait. We're gonna hear about the maternity test. Put a baby in my dick, and we're gonna see what it is. And I got a popular daytime talk show host to help.
Okay.
And I want this crowd support. They're all chanting for me. You know, they're all they love the fact that I have this baby.
They're saying Gary, but it sounds like just a generic crowd.
Or Jerry, if they're chanting the name of the host. And I think that they want us to hit each other with stuff.
Oh, okay. But, here's a fluorescent light tube.
Hey, there's a baby in this dick. be careful. I'm not supposed to get glass in it.
Yeah, you're probably not supposed to inhale mercury either.
Yeah, there's a lot of things I'm not supposed to do to take the our child. Here, let me go jerk off onto a pregnancy test.
Gary, no.
Ow.
Oh, no.
Ah.
Oh, it's like a racer head.
Oh. Ow. Ow. Oh, man, that feels better, though, that it's done.
Yeah, better on the outside than inside.
Yeah, I'd rather have this this PlayStation 2 disc outside of my dick than inside of it.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it's, it's backyard wrestling. Don't try this at home.
Mazel tov.
Yeah, okay. But it is your copy.
No!
Ooh. I had to go through it. So don't tell me it's upsetting for you.
Why would you have an idea like that? Why would you think of that?
I don't know.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know. I was thinking about Jerry Springer because of backyard wrestling.
Okay.
You know? And then I was thinking about what goes on in those shows.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just going to say I was pregnant. But then I thought it was funnier if my dick was pregnant.
Okay.
And then it just kind of went from there.
You know, Jerry Springer, he's a Cincinnati local boy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, if you listen to old tapes of him, he sounds like a Kennedy because he's actually from like the Northeast. But his whole political career was here. I think it was as mayor of Cincinnati. Hmm. And he was deposed because he went across the river to, he went across the river to, I think, Newport. And he paid for a prostitute with a check.
Okay.
Yeah. And that was bad news.
That takes a check.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And so, I think it was, he was mayor, then he was deposed, but then he became an anchor, like a local news anchor. And my media writing professor was his co-anchor, and I've gotten to meet him a couple times. When he's coming and stuff. Yeah. No, but he's like a really, really progressive guy and did a lot of good for the city.
Yeah.
And was deposed in scandal.
He's a real weirdo.
Yep.
That whole thing is a real weird thing. Because I was back home, so I watched some Jerry Springer because my mom like just watches TV. Mm-hmm. And saw it. And his whole like kind of presentation, like the contrast between how presentable and kind of he sounds.
Just how
and
cogent
looks
he
and everything.
Is.
Yeah. Yeah. How cogent and like fatherly he kind of comes across with like what's actually happening around him is such a odd contrast that never really struck me before. Like I was, you know, when I was in my everything was stupid phase, I was just like, oh, you know, these talk shows and stuff, this is trash, this is killing America, these people are the worst, I feel better than them. But now I'm more just like amazed about it. Like now it's more just like, what is this? Like, just like suited man who's just kind of like asking questions to these screaming half naked like people.
I mean, there's a reason that his movie was called Ringmaster.
Yeah.
You know, like that's the role that he takes.
Yeah. It's a weird thing. I mean, it's cynical, right?
Oh yeah.
Like it's not, this is not swerving toward just like, oh, he's secretly good. You know, I mean, I feel like there's cynicism to what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And you can make the argument that there's exploitation as well.
Yeah.
Which I would brook. Like that is an argument I'm like, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
You know, and it's what's the harm in it if everybody just wants to do it? Mm-hmm. However, it's also just kind of
it's putting forward like weird attitudes about like lower class people and, you know, just
yes, it is. Even if they want to, it is enforcing kind of a negative thing, I think. Right. Not to be patronizing to them, which I guess is the definition of that word, but like it is, I'm not saying it's blameless, but it is, he is weirdly genial and just kind of like,
oh yeah. I mean, it is a total contrast. And I was always amused when a fight would start and then like the bodyguards would come and shield him and he would like duck out of the way. Like he was, you know, the anti Charlton Heston in, you know, as far away from the line of fire as possible, the Jerry Springer story.
Yeah,
but just the role that he plays in that, like, you know, there are smarter people have actually like talked about this and written about it than me, but like I was always kind of like fascinated by it in a way that like drew me to him more than like Maury or Ricky Lake or any of those.
Oh,
you
sure.
know, because when you're a kid and you're too old for Nick Jr. You know, the next possible step is, you know, finding out about baby daddies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, and I've watched my fair share of these daytime talk shows.
I've watched a decent amount myself.
Yeah.
You know, and like usually when I'm home, but like it does happen just kind of in general. So and that's, this game is very much based out of, this is a synthesis.
Gary, what's your name?
Gary.
Yep.
Butterfield.
My name's Cole Ross.
And this is Abject Suffering, the show where we play bad games so you don't have to. Yep. Even though I don't think this is that bad. I had some fun with this. It is bewildering and it's real trashy.
Oh yeah.
But I kind of had a little bit of fun with it. So, you know, it's hard. It doesn't explain itself at all.
Yeah.
I had a little bit of fun with this.
I had to look up a fact to figure out what the buttons do.
Well, the facts are pretty useless too. We'll get to that. Like it's not like don't salivate. Like it's not great game facts goal, but there's some badly written facts. And just kind of like this is a backyard wrestling. Mm-hmm. Don't try this at home.
Which is like just one marketing decision away from being called like JCW or like Juggalo something wrestling or whatever.
Yes. It starts with a 2 minute long non-interactive music video for a ICP song called Homies.
Yep.
That just shows clips of backyard wrestling out of context, which just looks like shirtless guys hitting each other with shit.
Well, yeah, that's like backyard wrestling. That's all the context you need.
That's totally what it is. But it is crazy just having it out of like context, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
Like it's just clip, like if you just put them as clips,
yep.
It just is like, oh, here's a here's the sizzle reel of just morons smashing each other with shit.
Yeah. Intercut with some very frightening men looking and walking and heading right into the camera.
Yeah. 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 It is not, it ain't messing around.
Yeah. I have to, it's a very rare occasion when I see the Insane Clown Posse in motion. I was startled.
Yeah. I wouldn't be happy about like running into the Insane Clown Posse in real life.
No.
Like, even though I've, you know, we've talked about them at length on the show, and I'm not, you know, there are elements of sympathy that I have for, like, Juggalodom.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
To a recent episode, I think. I'll find it.
Yeah.
Lagoon is the one. Sorry.
Yeah, Lagoon, we start talking about the ICP, as only befits a game such as Lagoon. But just the having them come at me, having anyone dressed as a clown come at me. Mm-hmm. I went and saw, so there's I really like the band of Montreal.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you're familiar. Mm-hmm. I went and saw them play live at our local venue in town. And one of the guys, the guy who played guitar, who was touring with them, was kind of a big guy. He had a real shaggy two dope, like physique.
Okay.
And was wearing a lot of makeup, not clown makeup, just like, you know, regular makeup. It was not in any way like fully, you know, identifies as a guy, like I met him and stuff, but was wearing a lot of makeup. And there was a break in the song where there's no guitar, where he put down his guitar and did like the scariest like dance march towards me, like laser fart, like laser targeted at me. This like weird, like flapping his arms like a bird, like big smile on his face, like tilting his head back and forth, like he was like an evil clown kind of thing. And it was really terrifying. I don't want a clown to approach me.
No.
Like, I feel like I should only be, it's like a one-way magnetism. Like, I can approach a clown. Yeah. Don't let a clown approach me.
The one exception being?
Buffo.
Yep.
Which, if Buffo wants to bench press me at any given moment, like, yep. Please,
your challenge is out there.
Yeah. Please, prove it. I'm a hefty boy, Buffo. It don't mean you seem very strong. And then tell me how many phone books I'm worth. As far as, like, feats of strength.
Yeah. No, think about how many sick kids you're going to inspire, Buffo.
Yeah. And just be like, let's not get like that guy. But anyway, I don't want to clown. Yeah. They look at Buffo and they're like, be like Buffo. Don't be like by Buffo's prop boy.
Buffo and Butterfield.
Yeah. Buffo and Butterfield. I don't know, Buffo. Not in the garbage again, Buffo.
Yeah. Oh, man. So. Whew, this is kind of a poppy
ICP.
But I told
you, Buffo, I can't swim.
This is kind of a poppy ICP song, and it unlocks something. So there was a guy in high school who was like a real, you know, like troublemaker, clown kind of guy, and he kind of had a bark. Like just something, you know, like just like sometimes somebody will have something that they just say all the time, usually in like a crowd or in response like, to something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, woo-hoo. And he would just go talking about homies. And I had no context for it. And it was a mystery for my entire life. What he was like, what the, is he talking about? Like homies dolls? Like
yeah. So, those are a thing. That's the whole thing.
And then like I play this, and then like those 2 years in choir class like all came collapsing together, hearing the song. Like, oh, he was referencing ICP. That is totally in character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's he's talking about these homies, the same hobies.
So yes, this is an ICP joint about the venerable sport of backyard wrestling. You ever do any backyard wrestling, Gary?
You know, not quite, but I can't remember if I've mentioned this before. When I was young, me and my friends formed a what we were calling a kumite in his basement, which is from the movie Bloodsport. We put a bunch of mattresses on the ground and like wrestled around, and whoever wasn't wrestling was on the side chanting kumite.
Okay.
At us. I don't know if you've seen Bloodsport.
No.
But, you should see Bloodsport.
Okay.
it's a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie. It's real good. But yeah, I never did any backyard wrestling. I engaged in a spot of Bloodsport. and I've talked about this before on shows before. There's an infamous thing where this kid who, when I used to live in a trailer park, this kid who used to hang out with me, was saying like, hey, let's box. And he gave me two popples. Like, do you remember popples, that toy?
Yeah. Yeah.
They kind of turn into eggs, but it's like an inside out. And I wore those as boxing gloves, and he had wet towels. It's just like, oh geez. Like,
he fucking played you.
Yeah. I was just a little kid. Just like, I want to box. I want to hang out with cool kids. Okay. Yeah. Jason. So I've never engaged in any backyard wrestling, but I did engage in a little bit of blood sport and to get punched by Wet Towel Boy from time to time on the rig.
So Chris, his crowd was primarily made up of people who would be considered backyard wrestlers, people who would engage in that to the point where like,
hold on. Can you say that sentence one more time? I want to make sure I got it right.
Chris, so Chris my brother,
Chris, your brother. Okay. His crew
was primarily people who would be considered backyard wrestlers.
Do you mean that as like a type, or do you mean they were all people who like backyard wrestled?
Both.
Okay.
Like one of his best friends had like a ring built in the backyard.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so like I remember seeing the videos. Chris only participated once. He wrestled under the name Kid Mo. And then he didn't do it again.
Yay.
I know, right?
But it's because he didn't want to turn into Kid Presentable.
Yup.
Like, yeah, you didn't want to. Well, I guess Kid Mo's at the bottom.
Kid Mo's the last. Yeah.
But
so like I remember watching that. I was like, oh, that's real dumb.
Yeah, but it's pretty impressive.
Pretty impressive. Yeah.
Yeah, it is impressive. Yeah, huh. So that's really surprising to me.
A little bit of experience with this, but been with people, if not during, at least shortly before or shortly after they were thrown through a card table. So,
okay.
Yeah.
How crazy an ICP like did it get? Like, because the big selling point for most of this game, and it's on the back of the box, it's in the intro thing, are bats covered with barbed wire. Yeah. I've never seen a game like Manhunt doesn't advertise its bats covered with barbed wire this much. Like, this game is really about the fact that there are bats covered with barbed wire.
It never got that real.
Okay.
I think that maybe the most hardcore they got was like fluorescent light tubes. Like, one of them probably stole it from where they worked.
Okay.
Yeah.
And like hit somebody over the head with it.
Yeah. And like, you know, how can you hit somebody with a folding chair in a way that will not injure them for life?
Yeah. So they were, backyard wrestling has elements of real wrestling where like it is kind of, you're like staged to take falls the right way. Like, you're not actually just trying to hurt each other.
Right.
This isn't just like backyard murdering.
Right.
Like,
backyard, just like, backyard snuff film.
Yeah. Yes. Come out to the set. It's not just backyard snuff film, because that's definitely like the video game is definitely just people killing each other. Like, so much blood. There's a part in the first level where you you're in the backyard of the story mode, where a guy who loves barbecue, has a shirt that says I love meat, loves a barbecue, but backyard wrestlers keep interrupting, which like tells them to leave. Like, I don't understand how they're just getting into your backyard. But they're in his backyard and there's somebody else in the yard welding, working on a car. And if you bring your opponent close to the welder sprays them in the face with their like blowtorch.
Yep.
It's like, it is the murderingest like thing.
Yep.
It's real murdery, but I guess apparently in real life, not so murdery.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like you see videos and stuff, like you see people getting real hardcore.
Oh, no. I imagine some people accidentally get hurt doing unsanctioned.
Yeah.
You know, well,
the famous
glass play in the backyard.
Glass play. Like, just the rich kids come down and just like take off their sport coats, and underneath there's a sleeveless t-shirt, and they're like, let us fight.
Yeah. Just the gentleman brawler, which is my favorite character when I went and saw some like amateur wrestling. It's different than backyard wrestling.
Yeah. This is a whole big thing.
There's a, when I moved to Portland and found public access, half the public access shows are backyard wrestling here. So like, I can still like, technically, I mean, I can't do that if I had an antenna, if I could somehow get like network TV, which is weirdly hard. I could find, local backyard wrestling if I wanted to, and probably find where they nest and like go stamp it out or just go and watch, either or.
Yeah, I mean, probably. Yeah. Like, I can imagine it might be, I mean, so it would be hard to turn off the empathy to say like, oh, that person just got hit in the face with a
100%. Yeah. Like wrestling, like I've seen, as somebody who's gone and watched wrestling now like really close up, it looks real fake. Mm-hmm. That's different than me saying, it's not like a revelation where I'm like, hey guys, wrestling is fake.
Yeah,
I'm saying it actually looks fake.
They're tremendous athletes. They do terrible things to their bodies in the name of entertaining people. It's impressive.
And also go back to that episode where we talked about it, because I had a wonderful time. Like, I really enjoyed it. I'm not bad mouthing it, but
that was the Spelunky episode or Spelunker episode.
Yes. Yeah. I would have a hard time enjoying it if it didn't look fake.
Right.
Like, I don't like watching people get hurt. Call me crazy, but I don't want to watch somebody get glass shards.
So I, you know? I think when I say, oh, that might be fun, I think what I mean to say is it'd be fun to drink outside.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like treat it like fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah. The without having to get up super early.
Yeah.
It is like, there's fun unless people are like literally getting hurt. And this, as far as I can tell, looks a lot like people really get hurt. Again, when I say as far as I can tell, I don't mean from the backyard wrestling game. I mean from what I've watched on public access and stuff.
Right. Yeah.
Definitely some like punches that are just straight up punches. But that's what things are now. Because like UFC is literally just people beating the shit out of each other. There's nothing like, I'm not saying that there's no sport to it, because obviously they're good athletes and everything. And there are people who are into it for the love of it. And like people I respect. Mm-hmm. Who have kind of sophisticated opinions about it, but I could never watch it because it's literally just two people beating the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
And I have no interest in that.
Forgive me for using like gendered language, but I'm a pussy. Like, yeah. I see, like, just, hey, here's this animated GIF of somebody's shin shattering in five pieces. No.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I can't.
Yeah. Don't autoplay that stuff. Like, I don't like watching. I have no interest in watching somebody get hit in the head with a baseball bat with barbed wire on it.
Yeah. Or seeing somebody get hit in the head with the fist of one of the strongest men in the world.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. I just, it's not for me. And like, same thing with boxing. I've never been able to appreciate boxing. Yeah. Like, I get the athleticism behind it, but I have no interest in watching it.
Yeah.
Just because people are really getting hurt.
Yeah.
You know, I just say I have a very strong sense of the delineation between reality and fiction, where like I watch violent movies, doesn't bother me a whit. Yeah. You know, I want characters in fictional situations, doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
Real life, all things are out the window. Where it's kind of interesting because there are people who are the opposite, like where it's like they decry violence in fiction but like love boxing and UFC.
Yeah.
And that's very strange to me. I'm not necessarily putting them on blast, but it feels weird.
Yeah. It's complicated and hard to understand.
Yeah.
People's different relationships with any kind of violence.
Yeah, with violence.
Yeah.
So this game is essentially just a wrestling game, like a standard wrestling game. Except the trick being that there's all kinds of crazy shit in the yard.
Right.
Like environmental hazards and stuff you can pick up and throw and use.
Yeah. This is developed by Paradox, the same people who did a whole bunch of stuff. They did Mutant Academy. They did Wu-Tang Shaolin style. Just any of those like C-tier late 90s kind of fighting games like this.
Yes.
And this is like a 3D wrestling game like, you know, you would play on the N64. And you can do that, but like it's really fast. Like there's a lot less like facing to it, and there's a lot less like squaring up. It felt to me, you ever play Power Stone?
Yeah, there's a game fact that like makes that comparison to, or a review that makes that comparison.
I did not see that, but
a review that does that. Hmm. Which is I can kind of see it's got a little bit of Power Stone to it. It's also a little bit more like grapple based.
Yeah,
than that.
Yeah.
So,
which I was never able to figure out. Like, once I've got a hold of somebody, what do I do?
Because I reversals. I have no clue how to do reversals. Yeah. Oh, and the game facts on this thing don't tell you how to play it.
Well, it's like very much like, hey guys, this is a work in progress. If you have anything to add, send it to me.
It's me, John Dragon Lord Mercer. yeah. But sometimes I would bash. And the thing about, and this is true of, regular wrestling games for me, is that my hands just get tired.
Oh, yeah.
From like all the tapping. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so much of like wrestling games where it's like you grapple and you just have to keep pounding on the controller. And then it was just my hands got tired. My little hands got tired.
Yeah, I'm so tired.
Yeah. The thing that makes this, or go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, along with all the crazy stuff you can hit each other with, you have places where you can climb up and jump. So not just like the turnbuckles. And you also have like these ambient hazards. So yes. The aforementioned grill guy and the welder dude. And, like later on, there's like straight up a meat grinder, and it's implied that the hot dogs contain people. And the guy in the audience who really likes hot dogs is really upset.
Oh, that guy, poor pupper. Yeah, this contains backyard wrestlers. the slaughterhouse, which according to this game fact, the slaughterhouse has lots of chopped meat scattered everywhere. Most of its bones can be used as weapons.
Cool. Okay. Can I slap a rib cage over somebody's head to disorient them and then give them a wedgie?
Or like tie them up in it, like a barrel.
Yep.
Like put a rib cage over them so they can't get out. Yeah, the fun part about this, the thing that like, this fact also has, it's mostly descriptions of different moves. And these are so fucking useless. Like there's all these things about their style, which is their entrance thing. Like the wrestler is breakdancing. The wrestler performs a martial arts style kata. The wrestler acts like a boxer. but then it just describes the different moves. And it's just like, bloody fisticuffs. The Rock's people's punch combo is the description.
That's not a thing.
Yeah, it doesn't two punches, a kick, that's fine. Johnny China's Laura low blow from behind.
So that's requiring not just the ability to like reference this table, but also an encyclopedic knowledge of popular wrestling. Oh, like
of
moves.
Actually wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's bonkers.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. Pretty useless fact. There's a real good review of this. I don't know if you found do you find the review by Irk Semrots?
Let me see here. Yep.
Yeah. Backyard wrestling, a must for juggalos and wrestling fans.
And he spells it wrestling. So
yes, in both in the title and in the thing. Mm-hmm. people that think that wrestlers in WWE, ECW, or WNA, TNA, or hardcore are in for a rude awakening. Normal wrestlers on television use chairs, tables, and even ladders to give them the hardcore image. Backyard wrestlers use baseball bats with barbed wire, brick, and fire to give them the hardcore image. Brock Lesnar would not last 1 minute in the backyard with any of the wrestlers in this game. First of all, there's 7 different areas, some being a backyard, strip club, or a dangerous truck stop.
This guy loves lists.
He's real, and this is how he does reviews. Yeah. The second paragraph is mostly just a list of things you can hit with people.
Yep.
There's these lights, two special tables.
You got places like fire, bricks, knives, bottles, chairs, shopping carts, bicycles, and gas pumps with flaming torches. Like, I'm just picturing this guy like saying this. And I was doing the hand movement too, like the up and down with the elbow out kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The wrestlers are mostly real wrestlers, with some made up wrestlers. Dad, I did a thing today at school. Billy was there, but then the teacher said this, but then I said this. And then John was there, and Carl, and Chris, and Monica. It's all licensed music. Was your thing? Lots of Twisted, lots of Insane Clown Posse.
You're still in that voice.
Oh, sorry.
The audio portion of the game is outstanding. Every gamer that listens to music while they're playing wishes for one thing, that there would be uncensored music. Eidos did just that. Over 40 songs, each and every one of them is uncut and uncensored. The FCC was not as powerful by the time this game was made, so there is not one thing that is censored, from the music to the unlockable videos featuring the Backyard Babes. Some of the bands featured in this game are Twisted, Insane Clown Posse, Rancid, Machine Head, CKY, and American Hi-Fi. The choice of songs can be chosen while you're wrestling by simply pressing two buttons, L1 and L2. You can fight either friendly people like the Juggalo homies or go hardcore with Chicken Hunting. All the songs are featured in this game are complete songs, not just snippets or samples. Eidos now has my respect.
Finally. Eidos exec wakes up in a cold sweat in the middle of the night checking game facts.
Oh, man.
This guy updated his stats. Oh, thank God. Samrats is on our side now. Send him the recruitment message.
I'm sorry I read that whole paragraph, but it really needed to be done breathlessly.
It's pretty intense. Like, very, very intense. The roster of wrestlers is really great in this, too.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, it's just kind of like I feel like a fairly standard, not great wrestling game, but it's a wrestling game where you get to play as, you know, all your normal insane clown friends, but then really weird names for wrestlers, such as Josh Prohibition. Like, that's real weird, right? That's a weird name.
Yeah.
Josh, I played as the Rude Boy.
Oh, God, me too. Gary, like, why are we picking this? I think we're spending too much time together because we both picked Rude Boy and we both gravitated toward that same review.
Yeah, we are. I think that if you were going to categorize us as any kind of boy, Rude might be the way that.
Oh,
do
for
it.
Sure. Yeah.
The Bone Doctor. I'm the Bone Doctor. Rude Boy, the Monoxide Kid. There's an actual rapper that hangs out with Twisted named Jamie Madrox, which is the name of Multiple Man from X Factor.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I wonder if that's how intentional any of that is. JCW's Evil Dead is the name of a character. The Masked Horn Dog, El Drunko. Like, this shit is just like, man.
I can kind of get down with El Drunko.
Yeah,
with a bunch of these. I don't know why. Like, that's funny.
This whole podcast is going to be a 300 episode examination of us turning into juggalos. Like, there's literally no way for the finale to end unless Buffalo can come in and bench press us into salvation.
The juggalism out of us.
Yeah, yeah. This, like, there's a up in the ceiling. There's, like, you know, the light, and he's just slowly bench pressing us into it. You know, and the light is just a big pile of, like, you know, non-juggalo music. It's just like a picture of Tom York and a bunch of Bell and Sebastian CDs, and he just pushes us into them, like, so we absorb it by osmosis.
Yeah. Looking at this here, there's a wrestler called Ross Lover, which I'm down with. Yeah,
I'm surprised you didn't pick Ross Lover.
Well, you can't. Like, you're.
Oh, he's unlockable.
Yeah, he's unlockable. Also, the creator wrestler is horseshit. I want to make
really
a wrestler.
Bad.
Yeah,
they also give you a random name, and the names aren't gendered. Mm. So, like, I started out as like a real big fat guy with fire all over his outfit, and it was like Slutty Susie or something like that, like Susie Promiscuous or something. I was like, that's Susie Promiscuous, huh? I'm genuinely surprised. Backyard wrestling.
Yeah. At least it's not Backyard Wrestling 2, which half the roster is porn stars.
Yeah. Because I mean, that's a big part of this Juggalo culture that we're going to have to get used to.
Yeah.
Is the like this idea of just like, oh man, bikini girls. Shit, yeah. Dog.
I'm gonna go to the gathering and then pay $5 to throw a cut of meat at a lady.
Yeah. Wow. What a time to be alive.
Go on.
It's just fascinating to me. Like, yeah. There's so many things. I mean, and this isn't even a new observation to me, but it is still true to me that like, there's so many little one sentence things that are true that are just, huh? You know, like this is the world. Like this is what it is. Yeah. Like it's just like, oh, there's a yearly thing where a bunch of people dress up in clown makeup and pay money to throw meat at a girl in a bikini. This is where we're at. Like that's what things are. You know, that exists in the same space that like everything that makes sense to me.
Yeah, like you have to. Yeah, I mean, okay. So I was about to get into like you care about this, but you don't care about that. But I was gonna say how many jugglers are there versus how many people actively like participate in Amnesty International.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, which again, I'm not like that's such like a moral high ground thing to take. I don't actually I walk that back, but it's just kind of like, huh, like both of those things exist in the same world.
Exactly. It's more perplexing than it is you know, I'm just in one of those moods I'll get into where like every one sentence description of reality just like fills me with wonder. Yep. You know, it's like me at my least cynical where I'm just like, that's amazing. Like what a weird fucking thing that is. Yeah, without it even being bad, it is more that it is bizarre.
Yeah.
Even though I think that it probably is like, you know, like we said last time we talked about Juggalos, like taste is a thing. Mm-hmm. It's probably not best practices to pay $5 to throw a hunk of meat at a woman in a bikini. Like,
I'm not, I don't know if that's something that happens at a Juggalo thing. That's something I saw Kid Rock do once.
Okay. Well, you know, he's the man. Who suggested this?
So let me see here. This one was suggested by our good friend Sam Bear. There we go. Probably the most unplayable wrestling game I've ever owned. I wish ICP were in more shitty games. I agree.
Yeah, me too, especially now.
Yeah, it would hasten our conversion.
Over with.
I didn't have a great time with this, honestly. Like, it was...
I didn't have a great time either. Like, I beat the first person and died, but I also don't think wrestling... I don't have very much fun with wrestling games.
Neither do I.
So it's like, it was similar to pinball, like, where it's like, I don't know if this is me being shitty, or if it is just like, you know...
If it was better explained, and it's one of the few times I'll look for, like, a tutorial, it sucks when the guys, like when the people you're fighting are doing reversals and doing much cooler stuff than you can do with no real way to do anything besides like get them in the same hold or like punch them.
Yeah. The actual, I went through the move list in the beginning and like, oh, this is how I do the toilet seat. But this doesn't actually do the toilet seat.
Nope.
Cause I keep pressing that. It's like, oh, you have to be in a grab and then a certain stance. Like once you grab somebody, there are different stances you can put them in and then you have to do the move.
Gary, backyard wrestling is too complicated for us.
Yeah, no, that's why we're even being dismissive about it at all, is because we're jealous. thank you guys very much. If you want to suggest a game, if you go to duckfeed.tv/contact.
There's a widget on duckfeed.tv/abject suffering.
Ah, go to there instead.
Yep. Yeah. Gary, how can people support us if they would like to support us?
The most direct way is to go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. Mm-hmm. If everybody listened, give $1 a month, it'd make a big difference. Okay. That's a cliche, but like just $1 to you will make a big difference to us.
Yeah.
So if you like the show, if you're one of these people, because we, you know, again, small dedicated fan base, we hear about people who are like, this is my favorite thing.
Yeah.
You know, $12 a year. Mm-hmm. If you can't do that, which is A-okay, we understand money is tight. Go ahead and go to iTunes and rate and review the show. And that would also be appreciated. And if you can't do that, tell people on message boards and the like.
Yeah. I think that's just about everything. We have other shows on the network, but you can find those at duckfeed.tv. We stand behind all of them. So go and check it out if you're having some downtime this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And until next time, who is Rude Boy?
We are Rude Boy.
We are Rude Boy. Yeah.